Hidden Sight, Cal Ros de las Cabras. When the turn of the century approached, I purchased some properties here in El Masno, including a very beautiful estate called Cal Ros de las Cabras. At first, there didn't seem to be anything special about it. But if when I bought it, they told me what I would find, I wouldn't have believed them. It was 1899. One day, doing some work in the yard of the house, I saw something which stopped me in my tracks. I had a look and realized that it was a Roman mosaic. Thrilled, I quickly asked for an archaeological excavation to be performed, with the help of my friend Giuseppe Puig y Cadafalch, a modernist architect and historian. It was necessary to explore further and discover not only whether there were more mosaics, but what the origin of my property was. Dictum factum, no sooner said than done. Although we weren't very thorough while digging, it became clear that there had been an important Roman villa on the land. We found many relics from that period there. Throughout the 20th century, there were different excavations in Cal Ros, enabling us to learn more about the history of the town. Even so, the finds definitely weren't as spectacular as those we unearthed in 1899. Although my wife took lots of them away to her apartment in Barcelona. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to have contributed to the to have been the discoverer of the Roman remains in El Masno. If you visit the Archaeological Museum of Catalonia in Barcelona someday, keep looking down at the floor. In one of its rooms, you'll see a mosaic from Cal Ros. Perhaps you're wondering where the name Cal Ros de las Cabras comes from. Well, it comes from Isidre Ramentol, a blond-haired inhabitant of El Masno who lived there and cared for the goats on the farm. Many of the objects found there are conserved at the Nautical Museum. Amphora, the golden needle, some vases, and so on. But the most important one is definitely the bronze seal.